So good news coming to the Hunter in the middle of Diabetes Week with the idea that the gang from the Centre for Organic Electronics at the University of Newcastle being a part of some cash to help develop a world-first needle-free diabetes test. Joining us with good news to share on that today is Professor Paul Dastoor from the University of Newcastle. Paul, thank you so much for your time on this. I guess the idea of trying to get in front of diabetes as early as we can is probably a good thing. Because, gee, it is something that's out of control, isn't it?
That's right, Mark, yes. We are facing nearly 500 million people with diabetes around the world. And if you have diabetes, of course, what you have to do is you have to stab yourself 4 to 10 times a day. What we've been able to do is to develop a test or a sensor that allows us to test the glucose that's in your saliva rather than it's in your blood.
It's one of those things, isn't it? When a piece of technology is presented and it's there on the table, you kind of look at it and think, well, how come no one actually thought of this earlier? But I think this is certainly in that space, and I would imagine that those that are in the diabetic space would really welcome the news that this could be on the way.
Well, that's right. I mean, this news that we're talking about today couldn't be better timed, given that it's Diabetes Awareness Week. And you're right. One of the major problems for people suffering from diabetes is that they have to test via needle stick. And that puts people off, and so they don't test. And that has serious ramifications for how they're able to control the disease and their long-term health consequences.
All right, Paul, take us through what the test will look like, what we believe it will look like, and how if it would differ in terms of results from the old-school needle prick test, or would it deliver a result quicker, and the mechanics of how it actually will work, Paul.
Yeah, sure. So what we've developed are printed electronic sensors. So using the reel-to-reel equipment we have here at the university, the reel-to-reel printing equipment, we're able to print these sensors at massive scale. The test looks like a little strip, which will sample your saliva, and then we'll go into a reader that will read that data and pass it onto your mobile phone and then onto your healthcare provider or up into the cloud or something like that.
Also, I like the idea that it'll go straight to your technology, to your health provider's technology, for them to have a look at it. And it's so instantaneous, again, using some of the technological platforms that are already out there.
That's exactly right. So those are things that we can leverage off. The key advance that we've been able to do is to be able to use these remarkable materials, these materials that we call semiconducting polymers, to make inks from which we can actually print transistors. And it's that transistor structure that is at the heart of this sensor.
Do we have a time frame on the rollout of this, or what the next steps are, Paul, and what we might actually see in the near future on this test?
Absolutely, yeah. So what was announced last week was that we've been fortunate enough to receive around $6.3 million in federal funding, which we matched by a commercial partner to build the first factory for these biosensors here in Newcastle. So that's very exciting, actually being able to translate all this work that we've been doing in the laboratory over the last 20 years into real products. Timing-wise, Mark, the timeline for that is to have that factory up and running within 18 months. And so we could have product on shelves in as soon as 2 years.
Well, wow, that last 6 months is really, really quick there. But again, we talk 18 months, Paul. I mean, it sounds like a long time, but really it's a very short window there. So within 2 years, potentially a complete change of lifestyle for those that this Diabetes Week are living with that affliction. So great stuff.
Thank you very much. You know, I completely agree. And, you know, for researchers and for scientists who've been working in the Centre for Organic Electronics for so many years, actually, it's so exciting for the team here to see all that hard work now having an impact, actually changing people's lives. That's what's going to be so exciting. As well as, of course, showing how we can deliver science and research and innovation to give high-tech jobs for Newcastle. This will be the first factory of many, I anticipate, across Australia that is based on high technology, right? Brand new technology born out of the University of Newcastle.
Yeah, well done to yourself, Paul, and indeed, as you echo there, everybody involved with the Centre of Organic Electronics. I'm sure by the time around 2 years rolls around, we'll be looking forward to seeing this thing out there in action, the world-first needle-free daily diabetes test. Professor Paul Dastoor from the University of Newcastle, thanks for your time on this. I'll let you get back to work. You've got a 2-year window now.
I have indeed. Thank you very much, Mark. Thanks for all your interest.